Hey there, Patriots. Here we go. This is the end time study guide number 12. We're on chapter 10 this morning. I've got Team Melly with me today again. Debbie, Colleen is back. Tess and Tammy are. We're missing our Christy this week, but next week she'll be here. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. All right. Who's ready to knock this one out of the park?
Woo-hoo.
I am.
I
Let's do it.
needed this. I
All right.
needed this one. I'm so
I
glad we're
know, I
doing
we
this.
need them. I know every time we need them all. All right, so we're gonna try to go zigzag lightning, so we can jump in, and we've got lots of things going on today. So this one is chapter 10, chapters 8 and 9 in the book of Revelation, but it's chapter 10 in the book End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. If you haven't seen, if you go to freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live, you can get the audiobook and you can listen to it. And you can also listen to our studies. We've done 1 through 11. They're already over on freedomforce.live, so you can listen to those. And so this is chapter 10 right here. It's called Trumpet Blasts. Trumpet Blast. So that's what we're working on today, and you're going to love it. It's going to be real easy to once we get through it. Every time we go through a chapter, we're like, that wasn't so hard. You know, it's just like the magic trick. You know, when you see the magic trick, you don't get it until they show you behind the curtain or whatever. So we're going to show you behind the curtain. I want to actually make this a little, maybe if I can make it a little bit bigger. Can you guys see this pretty well? Make it a little bit bigger. It's still kind of small, isn't it, girls?
It's
Okay.
okay. We can see it.
Okay, yeah, okay. All right. So let's first get started with reading. Okay, I'm gonna show you my trick. Well, if you guys who have been around for a long time know that I had when I first started to decode the book of Revelation, the Lord said, sit down, it's time for you to understand this. I read it through 3 times. I even wrote down verse by verse what I felt like it was saying, and any hints I would get. I had done that, but I still was confused about it because I was still reading it in the light of all that I had heard and all my growing up, all for all of my life. And then the Lord just directed me. He says, go read it from the back, the end of the story, kind of like if you're, cheating on a whatever, reading a book, and you read the end, you're like, okay, where are we going? And I realized that Gog and Magog battle is something they don't talk about a lot in the end times movies, et cetera. And that was what I was missing, that they never talk about the Gog and Magog battle. And I realized that we were missing out on the Thousand Years of Peace on Earth after the Battle of Armageddon. So once I had that key piece of the puzzle, I understood. Okay, so then when I started to write down all these things that I had learned and put it into the first book, I ended up I misunderstood this chapter. I misunderstood this about the trumpets. And I was like, I really still didn't understand why there was so much destruction on the earth, why the angels would do this. And the key is they're not. They're not. They're not destroying anything. Okay, I'll go ahead and tell you the end from the beginning. They are telling us, they're awakening us to understand who is destroying the earth. They are blasting the trumpets to awaken us and help us to understand who is doing all this mayhem. If those of you who have not been on our channel, definitely go to freedomforce.live. You can see all of our social media, and you'll see that, for example, yesterday they had the earthquake, and we're sitting here realizing this was not an act of God. This was an act of the cabal, very likely. Or whatever it is, it's always their fault. They want to blame God, but we blame them. So we're not falling into the lies anymore. All right, so this one right here is there's 7 trumpets, and it sounds like they're all trying to destroy things. I'm like, let's go to the last trumpet and see where it's headed. All right, and I'm not happy with this screen. Let me just see if I can get off of this screen. Let me go back. Let's try it this way. I'm going to try to view. I think I need to zoom it. I think that's better.
There you go. That's
Don't you think?
great.
I think that's better. You're so sweet, Debbie, to go. It was good, but it wasn't. It wasn't good. Now I can see it with my granny eyes. Okay. So, Deb, could you read that seventh angel trumpet blast right there? Just that first paragraph, please. Thanks.
Here's the seventh angel trumpet blast. Then the seventh angel blew his trumpet, and there were loud voices shouting in heaven, "The world has now become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever." Woo! The 24 elders sitting on their thrones before God fell on their faces to the ground and worshiped him. And they said, "We give thanks to you, Lord God, the Almighty, the one who is, who always was, for now you have assumed your great power and have begun to reign. The nations were filled with wrath, and now the time of your wrath has come. It is time to judge the dead and reward your servants, the prophets, as well as your holy people and all who fear your name, for the least to the greatest. It is time to destroy all who have caused destruction on the earth." That is 11, 15 through 18, NLT, New Living.
Yes, New Living Translation. Ah, there you go. That's where we're headed. That's where we're headed with the trumpets. This is what the trumpets are doing. This tells us that the angel trumpets are shouting good news and awakening humanity, and that this is the thing they can't stand, that the cabal can't abide, is that the Lord would rule this earth. That, you know, and if you notice here, it says the world has now become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever. It says, you've assumed, where did it say? We give thanks. Okay, here we go. In the middle, it says, we give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is, who always was, for now you have assumed your great power and have begun to reign. You've assumed your great power. We know when our Lord Jesus was born, he was the king of the world. The angels proclaimed him the king of the world. The shepherds recognized him as the king of the world, but he has not appeared to be. But we sing the hallelujah chorus, right? The kingdoms of this world have been now become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ, and he will reign forever. He's finally assumed the role. That's the thing. You know, and that's why he sent us all the disciples into the world to preach the gospel, so that we would bring people into the kingdom all over the world, make believers all over the world, so that we could bring in this, usher in this kingdom. That's what we're seeing. He's finally assuming his great power to reign. And that's a big distinction. I don't want anyone who's watching, I don't want you to miss that, because it's just like a king, you know, maybe as a child he's the king, but he doesn't really assume that role until a certain time. Jesus is not, he's now finally assuming that role as king of earth. That's a different way to realize it, but what's happening. And that's what the trumpet blasts are all about, is that they're awakening us to all.
Another way to say that would be, instead of assumed your great power.
Yes.
In another translation, it says, and he will now reign with his great power. So he is now coming to that position of power.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's what we're witnessing. And that's why they're flipping out. Because they've been able to do anything and everything they wanted to do all this time. The Roman Empire, when they had the power to kill him back in the day. And now their power is melting, right? All right. So we already talked about that. What is seventh and final trumpet blast is his assumption of ruling. That's the seventh one. And we know why they're unhappy, right? They don't like that. They don't want him to rule at all, because they know it's going to be retribution. It's going to be the vengeance of the Lord. And they're talking judgment. More and more. Yes. They know it's going to happen. But who is happy and why?
Happy.
We are.
Right. Why are we happy? This is why we need to share this great news. Tell us, Tess, why is everybody happy?
Because finally... God gets to reign, and we don't have to deal with all this evil anymore.
Thank you. Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lord. Oh, amen. I'm so excited too. I'm so excited. So that's why actually one of my friends was just saying that she was all scared and all flipped out. And someone said, go watch Melly. She's got the good news of God's word. And so she's been on our channel ever since. And it keeps her. She actually has a channel of her own so that she can, she's in a much better place, you know, in her mindset of hope and joy because she knows where this is all headed. All right. So, I'm so thankful. All right, number four, trumpets are used throughout all throughout God's word and list some occasions. Did you guys write something on your paper on when the Bible uses trumpets? Anybody
Lot.
have one? Yeah.
Before
Yeah, well, of course
battles.
the first thing you come up you think of, or I did, was of course the Battle of Jericho, because
That's
that's talked about so much.
Yes. Exactly. That one. And that's when the walls of the Canaanite cannibals came down.
Tumbling down.
Came tumbling down. And they were all destroyed. Yes. Did you got one, Colleen?
Yeah, when Gideon used it to defeat the army with his 300 warriors.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. The 300. Exactly. With the trumpet. They didn't have a sword. They had the light and they had a trumpet. Yes. Anybody else have anything?
Well, the Joel 2 army.
Yes. Yes.
The Joel 2 army, where he calls for a holy fast and he said, get ready, here we go.
Right.
And he.
Sound the trumpet. Sound the trump. Debbie used to play a trumpet in high school.
I could play my shofar for you if you want me to.
Oh,
Oh,
I gave that was her birthday present. Was it her birthday? It was something. I gave her a shofar.
yeah.
Yeah. Yes. You still got it. You go get it if you want to play it. That'd be
Oh, well, I'll
great.
get it.
Yeah. So yes. So sound the trumpet. And so they would do this all the time. When the king, I don't know if you can still hear me, Debbie, but when the king was coming, they sound the trumpet, right? So, da, 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 you know, all right, so that's awesome. Okay, so what is the purpose of the Feast of Trump? Do you remember? I think that's in the book, right?
Yeah.
I have here repentance and restoration. I have here
Yes,
every
call to
year,
repentance.
every year at the beginning of harvest, the Hebrews would celebrate the feast or festival of trumpets. It's a call to gather for repentance. The
Yes.
people gathered, yeah.
Yes.
That thing's right.
We don't keep that festival, a lot of us, but I mean, on the Freedom Force Battalion we do, but the Christian Church unfortunately has fallen off of doing that. And the Lord had said to keep these perpetually. That means always. And so, you know, the Feast of Trumpets is when in the fall, there's everyone gathers together and to have a moment of restoration and turning from sin. And so, so that's what the Feast of Trump is. That's the purpose of it. So, you're gonna play it for us, Deborah?
Well, there's no easy way to play this. It's loud, so be careful.
Okay. Okay, it's so loud it didn't even play. Yeah, it did. It did.
It.
It right. We couldn't hear it. We couldn't
You
hear it.
couldn't hear it?
No. Because it was too loud for your microphone.
Oh.
Darn it. Okay.
There's no way to play it easy, but I tell you, it is a piercing sound that will cut through anything.
Right.
Wow.
There's no doubt about it. And it's the same thing we experienced, right, guys? When the Lord began to speak to us about this truth, it was like that trumpet blast in your ears. That was my next question. If you're sound asleep and someone blasts a trumpet in your ears, what you gonna do?
Wake up.
There's no other
Oh,
choice.
wake up.
That's right. And that's the point of the trumpet. And yeah, that's what happened with Gideon's or the people. They woke up. They're like, ah, you know, that would flip them out. So everybody's hearing this trumpet. Some from destruction is coming for them, and some for this beautiful hope of the great future. Okay, notice Revelation 8:1 says there was silence in heaven for half an hour before the trumpet blasts. Can someone read 8:1? I should have had this on the screen, I guess. I can pull it up if we need
I've
to.
got it right here.
Okay, good. Thanks. Yeah, pull open a Bible if you can, or a Bible app or something. So when we read, have it handy to read. Go ahead.
When the Lamb broke the seventh seal on the scroll, there was silence throughout heaven for about half an hour. I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and they were given seven trumpets. Keep going.
Yeah, now that's great. That's great. So why do you guys think there was silence in heaven? Did anybody think about that?
I did. I thought about it.
Okay.
I thought they might be praying, because just a little bit later on, it talks about that the prayers were added to the incense right there in 3:5.
Yes.
And I was wondering if they were praying and getting ready and asking for us to be protected, for people to have power to, you know, all those things that.
Yes. Yes.
An excitement. They were just excited about it. It's finally here. Yes. I think about the saints underneath the throne that were saying, when, oh Lord, are you coming to judge the world? When are you coming? And when, you know, how long is it going to be? And finally it's here.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. All those are great thoughts. Go ahead, Deb.
Tammy. I was just saying, the magnitude of the seventh seal being broken. That was the seventh and final seal. So there had to be a time to, you know, pray in reverence, like you're saying, but just the whole.
Right.
That was it.
Right. Right. If you remember when we talked about Daniel before, when he was saying that this was going to be so, it made him just his stomach ache, and he just had to go to bed, because when he saw all these things in the visions of what was going to happen, it just knocked him out. It was so breathtakingly, you know, whatever. It's been rough, a rough patch for humanity, no doubt. Mm-hmm. So I think that is maybe they know what's about to happen, that all this is finally, we've been waiting for so long, and it's finally here. And it's just like, okay, everybody take a deep breath, and here we go. I think that's kind of what's the point. So what?
I think the excitement. Could you imagine the excitement? Like,
right. There's both. You know? Yeah. It's like when you're having a baby.
Yeah, exactly.
You're excited, but you're like, oh gosh.
It's going to be painful. But it's going to be great.
Yeah. Both emotions. Okay. Why the incense, you guys? I think Debbie talked a little bit about it.
So the Holy Spirit can perfect our prayers.
Yes. You know, does anybody have that to read, that portion, the 3-5?
I got it. I can read it.
Go ahead.
Let's see. Then another angel with a gold incense burner came and stood at the altar, and a great amount of incense was given to him to mix with the prayers of God's people as an offering on the gold altar before the throne. The smoke of the incense mixed with the prayers of God's holy people ascended up to the God from the altar where the angel had poured them out. Then the angel filled the incense burners with fire from the altar and threw it down upon the earth. And the thunder crashed, lightning flashed, and there was a terrible earthquake.
Yes. Yes. Awesome. So fire from the altar. I think I'm going to talk about that here in a little bit, I think. You know, there's fire from the altar, threw it down on the earth. Thunder crash, lightning flash. There was a terrible earthquake. I mean, it's going to be a big shift in the world. I feel like 7 years ago, our lives were just going along normal. And this is just, everything's shaken up. And it's a, like Debbie was talking about the prayer. How long, O Lord, where you come and judge these evildoers, you know? So and also prayer for the Lord to guide us, like we always do on the Freedom Force Battalion. We always pray for the Lord to guide us on what to eat and how to detox and how to avoid the deception, and, you know, how to be a part of what God is doing to wake up humanity and all this. So we need prayer. We need the Lord to guide us every step of the way. So thank you so much for reading that. Okay. So number 9, before we attempt to decode what each of the trumpet blasts represents, what is the purpose for the blast of the trumpets? We've already talked about it, but we'll say it again.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Awaken humanity. There's no doubt. We talk about this being the great awakening. No doubt about it. That this is the, you know, maybe before there was a person awake here or a person awake there, but this is worldwide, you know, people
pay attention. When I was teaching school, and I would have a little ding or a little whistle or a little something, you know, because it'd be mass chaos. And I would say, come back to attention and pay attention. Here we are.
I think of that as a Trump truths, mm-hmm. you know, because, mm-hmm. you know, there can be something going on in the news. All of a sudden Trump says something and all of a sudden we just all coalesce.
Yeah.
Right. And we know that the, you know, kind of the marching orders. All right. So, Awakening Humanity is not only to the horrifying abject evil, but to specifically who is responsible for the evil. That's very important as we start jumping in with each of the ones of the trumpets. In verse 7, we get the first clue as to who has been inflicting all the suffering on humanity. And what is that clue? So somebody read verse 7. Colleen, you want to read that one?
I can do that. Yep. The first sounded, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And a third of the earth was burned up, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up.
It sounds horrible. It sounds like, why would the angels do such a thing? Why would they do that? And so then you see, finally it dawned on me, I'm like, a third? What's the third? What is a third? How much? What percentage?
33.
Right? I'm like, oh, they're 33? Telling us.
A third of the angels that went with Satan?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
A third of the angels that went with Satan and have been causing all this problem.
Yep. Yep. 33% points us to 33 degree Masons.
Yep.
And you know, I don't want to pick on everyone who's involved as a Mason, you know, because a lot of them are lower down on the rung and they don't, you know, they're just being used. But there are those at the top who definitely know what's going on. And there are many, many secret societies that form this gigantic secret society that is utilized by the New World Order to control every town in America, throughout the world, really. So, 33 degrees. Yeah,
my neighbor, him and his son, his son's like 15, he's a sweet kid, but they do the whole, you know, Mason stuff, and they're Christians and they have no clue what's really going on above them. They think that they're doing good things and, you know, they help the community and all the stuff, and it's just deception.
Right. And they're being
used
as useful idiots. But the ones at the top certainly know, especially those who are reached that 33 degree, because they know all the secrets of really how this is the interplay between all these groups and being utilized by the New World Order. But it's a satanic, you know. So, you know, and then they're like what you're saying, Tess, is they are ending up helping this higher up to bring in the certain people. They're like, oh, let's support this person. They're going to do all, you know, this, that, or the other in your town. And you don't realize that they are just an arm of this cabal. All right. Now you know who's causing all this havoc. And so every trumpet, not every one of them, but many of them at the beginning are saying a third of this and a third of that. And they're telling us this is who's burning up the grass. What were you saying? They're the ones who are, you know, so let me back up. We're not going to really get into each one and get drilled down and find out exactly what each thing is, each destruction is, because it could be a wide array of destruction. And that's really that our point is not about that. It's about the angels have awakened us to know there is a group that is doing this intentionally, and they worship Satan. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and they've been given the authority over that third. So they know that it can happen, but there's going to come that point where the third is done.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they project. I I guess I don't know if I'm going back to, but they, everything that when you were saying Trump comes back with it, they project what they're doing is what we're doing. But at some point, even the people below are going to see that.
Yes.
Who's the real truth?
Yes.
There's a lot of good people.
Yes.
All over.
Okay, so yeah. So that's a good point. Yeah. And it says we'll all come together. But if someone has literally chosen the way of Satan, taken in demons, then they the Bible says pray for such. 1 John chapter 5, I think it is. These people, let them alone. They have chosen the way of Satan, right? But many of these people, you know, have not clearly done that. And they will all come together. So young, old, different religions, different creeds, different, you know, that kind of thing. So thanks for, that's a very good point to bring up, Tammy. All right, so to answer the following questions, what might each of the angel blasts represent? I've put my thoughts in the book, but there are likely a wide range of possibilities in each because their destruction has been so immense. So on the first angel trumpet, we talked about the grass. What do you think maybe that could possibly be, girls? And trees? Shout out just something that you think might be, it could be. I think this is just the smaller, just the individual people all over the world have killed off people, killed off vegetation. We were just talking about how they're damaging our food.
That's what I was going to, the hell and fire, the right. Plants that are being, the trains that are crashing, the airplane, you know.
Okay. So now let's just go into the second angel. We're just going to go through these real quick. The second angel blew his trumpet. A great mountain of fire was thrown into the sea. A third of the water in the sea became blood. A third of all the things living in the sea died. A third of all the ships on the sea were destroyed. Now, if this is what the angels are doing, then you'd be like, why would they do this to the earth? Are they mad? It looks like God is angry with the world and they're, you know, God is coming to destroy them because he's mad. No, that's not what it is. He's revealing who is doing this. So what might some of these things be?
I don't understand it myself, but I think that it's all different levels of the same thing.
Yes.
It's all the different entities and groups that have stolen from us, that have hurt us, that have harmed us, that have not protected us, all of the different things. It's symbolism. It's not necessarily meaning, but it's just saying that at each of these levels, these things are going to be exposed and brought to light and done away with.
Yes,
he's gonna get rid of them. While I'm on here, the third angel was talking about the great star, and bitterness, named bitterness, and then a third of them were drinking the bitter water. And I was thinking about these false teachers and false people that have ginned up racism and have caused bitterness and strife between
division.
Yes, and a third of them have drunk that water, that bitter water, have drunk the Kool-Aid. You know, we talk about
deception.
And the deception, and they would follow this evil and darkness. And so the third one made more sense to me, that this great star that has been leading them down this path has been exposed to understanding of that this is not God's way.
Yes, I agree with you on all that, Deb. I think as far as the second angel, the third of the living things died, the third of the ships make me think of the free market, the commerce, and they've stolen our factories, and they've made it where people only, you know, can work on them if they're slave labor. They put them into places where they have slave labor, and so that's damaged the slaves, and it's also damaged the ones who we had the jobs, you know, what it was, 80,000 jobs that Clinton sent over to China. And I'm not dogging on the Chinese people at all. But what I do recognize that they've been used just to be the slaves of the world to do these things. And the living conditions and the working conditions have been so horrible. And then, you know, we don't have the living standards. You know, it takes two to have an income in this country now. And we still can't even, you know, make it happen. So anyway, so I think that's the ships on the sea is really talking about how they've destroyed the commerce. We know they've destroyed the water. And we know, you know, even whales are dying. I mean, just they have wrought so much destruction. Anybody else have an idea on the burning torch and the bitterness? I think of like cancer.
Yeah.
You know, that they've caused things in the water and in the air and they just have caused literally on purpose trying to get us sick. The vaccines and the Cheryl, watch that word. I said vaccines. You have to purge that before it goes over to YouTube. Anyway, so it's all these things to intentionally make us sick. So I think
Well, even the medicines that's supposed to help us make us sick.
Exactly. Right. And yeah, the bitter water and they died from drinking the bitter water. So yeah, or bitter pills. Yep. Go ahead, Tammy. Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say, and the food from the sea. I look up fish now before I even buy it or want to eat it because I want to know if it's got too much mercury. Does it have too much this, you know, what's going on with it? They've poisoned our food.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. Yep. All right.
Are we on the third angel?
We're on that's the third angel.
So the star.
Now we're going, yes. And so now we're going on to the fourth angel.
Y'all okay. Ready?
Yes. All right. So the fourth angel blew his trumpet. Okay. Tammy, read that one.
Okay. So just a sec here. Sorry. The fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun and a third of the moon and a third of the stars were struck, so that a third of them would be darkened and the day would not shine for a third of it. And the night in the same way.
Yep.
Okay. Did I mess that up?
No, you did great. You did perfect.
Okay. All right.
So what do y'all think about that one? Did anybody have anything scribbled down on your paper for that one?
The moon in the darkness, chemtrails, the eclipse.
Yep. It's a beautiful day here. But the very first, we do see blue skies, but the very first thing I saw was a big old chemtrail.
Yeah.
First thing I saw this morning when I looked at the blue sky, I'm like, come on, that they're putting all this stuff in the air. And then you can't even see a pretty blue sky. I'm big on a pretty blue sky. Big on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We just had a bill passed in Tennessee where they have.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
The bioengineering and of the weather and the people that didn't have too much trouble getting it passed, but they had a lot of people that didn't even know anything about that and there's no punitive damage. It's just calling to our attention that this is a possibility that could be used as warfare against us.
I was so excited Tennessee did that. That was amazing. So happy that Tennessee did that. What were you going to say about it, Tess?
Yeah, that was what I was going to talk about. That did y'all hear that Tennessee banned that? I'm like, okay, all you Republican governors, let's get on board here.
Yes. Yeah. Conspiracy no more.
Right.
You know, and all you have to do is look in the sky. I'm sure that's awakened a lot of people because not only Tennesseans, but people all over the country. Like, what are they talking about? And then all you have to do is if you'll sit and look at the sky long enough, you'll see them. And then you lose your pretty blue sky. The Lord gave us this pretty blue sky, and they know that if we have just sit and look at a gray sky, it's like a prison cell. It's so ugly, you know, day after day after day after day after day. And then they cover up the stars too. You know, so many times when I was trying to see the sign of the Son of Man and watch the Jupiter going in that circle in her womb, most every night I couldn't see it because they filled the sky with so much, plus to make us sick. All right, so now we're on the fifth angel. Okay, but let's see, is that the next one? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fifth angel. Somebody got one for the fifth angel? Somebody read it out.
Go ahead. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. Keep going, or
no? That's perfect.
And there, okay,
that's perfect. So, what is this? We'll talk about the that one on number 20. Then the next verse will be on question number 20. But yeah, so what do you guys think that that is about?
It's exposing Satan. Mm-hmm. And it's showing everyone the who that we've been fighting. He's been trying to keep us fighting ourselves and fighting each other.
Yes, yes. And he's the star that fell from heaven, fell to earth.
Mm-hmm.
To rule the earth.
Well, he's the fallen angel, the fallen star.
Uh huh. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. 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 He's got this key to the shaft of the bottomless pit. Yeah. So he's
all those people that believed his lies and rejected the Lord Jesus are going to be with him. Yeah.
Right. And so there, in my opinion, there are people who maybe have been deceived and they don't understand what Jesus did. And they don't understand that he is the Savior, but they are fighting for humanity. They haven't chosen to join with demons. They've just been brainwashed. And so
that's why God gives us a chance to repent. I think because with the Great Awakening, these people that were deceived, that don't truly are not truly Satan worshipers per se, they're just deceived, have that chance now to be awakened and say, oh no, that's not who I want to follow. I want to follow Christ.
Right. And so I think that I go back to Romans chapter 2, where it says there are those who you know, don't have the law, and that they, I have to see if I can quote it from memory, but basically they're ignorant of the law. They're ignorant of the truth about Christ, but they do from their heart, they're trying to serve God, you know, and really the Lord looks at the heart, you know, that's what it says in Romans chapter 2. He's looking at, you know, thank goodness he doesn't expect us to have all of our doctrine perfectly in order, or none of us would be able to connect with him. So there's, you know, I know a lot of people who are Muslim, who are trying to worship God, who just, they don't understand. They've been brainwashed into thinking that Jesus is just a man. They, you know, give him honor, but they don't recognize that he is the Christ, or that his blood washes sin, but they're clearly not on the same side to do the evil. So anyway, I've talked about that before. I think also so much of this is this, what is it? So the smoke poured out is through a huge furnace, and the sunlight and the air turned dark from the smoke. I think that's just all the confusion from all the deception. If you've been in a place that's smoky, you can't see, you can't breathe. It's just, you know, you cannot see your way through. So I think that's but this is an interesting thing. We're talking seven trumpets. We're on the fifth trumpet. At the fifth trumpet, it turns into a woe. This is the first woe. And the next two are going to be woes. So there's going to be three woes or three terrors. And I think this is interesting because on the first four, the angels were saying, these are the ways that they're destroying humanity. But the fifth one is like a big daddy, like Debbie was saying, this is the satanic works. We're realizing this is not just that they're screwing up the water and screwing up the commerce. They're literally Satan worshipers. And the angels have said, hello, these people are evil. These people literally worship Satan. So there's no reason to try to work with them or understand, except to understand they are working on the dark side.
Right.
And that's a big, gigantic trumpet blast. That's a big one for people to get, because if they get that, then you can imagine that way it would cause an earthquake or anything else. They felt that it suited their purposes. Okay. So now read, Colleen, would you read 20 for us?
Yes. Because it's not written there, right? I need to go to the book.
Yeah, no, just read it from the question number 20, please. Yeah.
Okay. After the fifth angel trumpet, there was a command that they should not hurt the grass or the earth or any green thing there, any trees, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads.
Okay. So yes, that was the command. And at first it sounds like, then why are the angels being told not to hurt the people? again, the truth hurts.
Mm-hmm.
The truth hurts. This is a hurtful thing to learn. That's why most people don't want to hear it. They don't want to think about it. It hurts to know that these people that we've trusted, the doctors and all these, it's hurtful. I hate it. I wish it wasn't true, but I still have to face it. Okay. And so he said, don't do it until they're sealed, there's a seal of God on their foreheads. Okay. So finish reading that question, Ms. Colleen.
What is the Battle of Armageddon? What is one of the huge blessings of having the seal of God on our foreheads? Revelations 9:5-11 has one of the strangest depictions of our enemy ever.
Okay, well I'm sorry, that's on the next question. So what is one of the biggest blessings of having the seal of God on your forehead?
They can't touch us.
Amen.
Peace and protection.
Amen. And on your forehead, that's where you're like, I've got to think, right? It's like, if you can think through these things, and the Lord's giving us the courage to face it. And especially this fifth one is that this is like, okay, we're waging war against satanic forces here. This is why you've got to have the seal of God.
Right.
You can't do this of human power. This is not just a political wrangling. This is spiritual battle. You need the seal of God. So the angels are not going to expose some of these things until we've got the seal of God on us.
That makes me think of like the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. So we can think with him now. We can think clearly. We can see it all. It's exposed.
Yes. And we always have had the mind of Christ since we received him. But there's a special seal that comes with being one of the chosen warriors in this battle, the 144,000. He's taken it up a notch. There's a lot of people who love the Lord who are asleep. They weren't chosen for this. That's okay. Not everybody was chosen for this battle. But those of us who are, the Lord's sealing us. And the blessing is, as we've been talking about a lot this morning, and we talk about all the time, the Lord's helping us to understand, because we face the fact that they are poisoning our food. We face this fact that they're poisoning our news or whatever. And so we are asking the Lord different prayers than we did before. Lord, guide us on what to eat. Lord, guide us on what to think. Lord, guide us on the news that we receive. Guide us on all these things. And he's helping us at a different level, and how to fight this battle. And also, we can't stop. Right. And this is why this is the calling of the Lord on us to get this job done. And we need to be sealed. All right. So now I think this one should actually be on the next line, the next page. Revelation 9, verse 11. No, no, no. 5-11. All right. So who can read that one for us?
I got it. I can read it.
Okay.
They were told not to kill them, but to torture them for 5 months with pain like the pain of a scorpion sting. In those days, people will seek death, but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will flee from them. The locusts looked like horses prepared for battle, and they had what looked like gold crowns on their heads, and their faces looked like human faces. They had hair like a woman's hair and teeth like the teeth of a lion. They wore armor made of iron, and their wings roared like an army of chariots rushing into battle. They had tails that stung like scorpions, and for 5 months they had the power to torment people. The king is the angel from the bottomless pit. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek, Apollyon, the destroyer. I don't know if I pronounced those right, but
yeah, you did great.
I think you meant to write Revelation 3-11 right there of chapter 9.
Maybe.
Locusts looked like horses prepared for battle, and they had crowns on their heads, and faces looked like human faces and their hair. So okay. I think you just meant to
write. Modify that. Okay.
Three.
So this is a very strange depiction. Yeah. And so, yeah. So let's go to the very beginning, the first part of it that she read. There. What are your thoughts on them seeking death and not being able to find it? Anybody have an idea on that?
So these are the bad people, right?
So, okay.
Yeah.
So they were told not to kill.
Right.
Okay, let me back up. They were told not to harm the grass or plants or trees, but only the people who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. They were told not to kill, but to torture them and with the pain like the pain of a scorpion sting. In those days, people will seek death and not be able to find it. So there's been a lot of stinging going on.
Oh, yeah.
There's been so much stinging. And people are so frustrated. They're trying everything in the world to provide for their families. They're trying everything to keep their health. And it's just at every turn, they're trying to have some peace in this world. And it's just everywhere you look, it's mayhem. And it's stupidity. I mean, it's not even... mayhem. It's stupid mayhem. Like, okay, girls being boys and boys being girls. It's like, stop. Come on. Can we just stop? You know, it's just so, it's a stingy thing. Everything you look around, you get a sting from something and there's nowhere you can run or hide and get away from it. So I do think that people have felt hopeless because their mental health has been harmed by all, you know. Don't forget, you guys go to freedomforce.live and detox. I've got information about how you can detox because this and how you can do the CBD. I do this every day, you guys. I do this and it's over on my site. This is some of the best quality CBD. It is 1500. I do this every day to condition your nerves because the nerves have been so damaged by all the toxins. People, as I think a lot of reasons they have depression. You go to freedomforce.live/depression. You can do amino acids. You can do serotonin. You can do a variety of things that are just over the counter to help your nerves to work right and help with physical and mental maladies. But I think people are very depressed. But thankfully we're not having, yes, there's suicide, but it's not at the levels that it could be. I think the Lord is protecting people from completely giving up. So it's a rough thing though. Mental health is real. It's very real. And so it's a lot of it is connected to your health, also connected to your faith and not buying into the satanic lies. But so this is, then we're going to go into all these people who are, he's basically a let out of the bottomless pit. Abaddon came out of the bottomless pit, right? And so leading these people to spew all these lies, whether it's about the COVID or it's about the, whatever it's about, the lies, and that so that we are having such a hard time piecing it together. And that's why we desperately need the seal of God on us. All right. So what about 22? What are your thoughts on the locusts being prepared for battle? They came out of the bottomless pit. Go ahead.
Well, are the locusts us?
No, well, that's a good point. I'm glad you said that. There's the locust army in Joel is God's army. That clearly, because it says the Lord is at the head of the column. That's in Joel chapter 2. But these are the locusts from the bottomless pit that it just said about.
Oh, okay.
That verse, the locust.
I got confused on that. Yeah.
Yeah. The locust came from the smoke and descended on the earth, and they were given the power to sting like scorpions. Okay. Mm. So they are the evildoers working literally for Abaddon and Apollyon, like Tess read. Okay. Mm. So these locusts, they're prepared for battle. I think of CNN. I think of the CIA, you know, these evildoers at the CIA who were pummeling this lies, the enemy of the people.
I kind of think about all the three-letter agencies that are, they're just all of a sudden, all of them have all these evil plans and they're just attack, 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 attack.
Yes, exactly. And it's battle time.
Yeah.
It's battle.
But it's life or death for them, you know.
Say it again,
Tess. Life or death for us. I said it's life or death for them, and they know this. They know this is their final battle, and so they're not holding back. They're going to pull out all the stops, right, and all at once. Like, things are just happening faster and faster and faster and faster.
Right, and they know they have little time.
Yeah.
That's why unless you have the seal of God, it's very depressing. Go ahead, Tammy.
That's okay. So I was thinking, my first thought was death was too easy at this point. At this point, we're having to suffer through what they're doing to us, but we are protected and they're going to be doing these things. So there's no doubt that when they are called to judgment, it has been done. And so the both sides, I think, are preparing for battle, the 144 and the locusts.
Well, right. That's the Armageddon. Is it? We're duking it out. Yes, exactly. But the Lord is at the head of our column. How about
yes.
that?
Yes. Amen.
All right, 23. Tammy, read that question.
Okay. Oops, just okay, 23. Locusts whose heads were as crowns like gold and faces like the faces of men.
What's that? Crowns of gold.
Well, disguises.
Disguise, yeah.
Right. I kind of think of deception.
Yes.
That's how they deceive people.
Yes.
Because they look like
counterfeit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They got a crown on, so they're imposing authority.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, like this Fonnie Willis thing is so frustrating because she has the authority to do this mayhem. Letitia James and, you know, Bragg and all these have this, you know, these crowns of gold. We're an authority here. You know, Biden not doing anything about the border, you know, all these things that they have this authority, that the faces of men, but are they really men or are they really filled with demons?
Exactly.
Right. Thought, how about the hair like women and the teeth of lions? Did y'all read what I said in the book about what I think that is? I think that's these people on the fake news. They're so beautiful. They've got hair and the perfect face and the perfect everything. And they're talking and they sound so eloquent and they sound like they know what they're talking about. And it's like a lion devouring humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Or the best thing President Trump ever did.
Like a lion.
Yeah. Best thing he ever did was expose fake news.
Fake news.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that funny though that until he said that word, I don't think any of us really thought that any of those stations were lying to us. We just thought, okay, that's the news. They're journalists. We didn't realize they're just scripted actors. That's all they are.
Exactly. And working for the alphabet agencies. Yeah.
Right.
Well, and they spent a lot of time. Oh, I'm sorry. They spent a lot of time telling us that luckily we weren't China or these other places that didn't get real news. So they really got it in our mind that we are the free ones. We get to hear the real stuff. We were so brainwashed thinking about those poor people. I had visions of people sitting in China just looking at news that was total propaganda, but we had the real stuff.
Right.
I do. I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Project Mockingbird and Project Paperclip and all those things.
They're very good at deception. They've been doing it such a long time. And it's really from the father of lies.
Right.
You know, so it's not surprising that they would trick us. But and now we have the seal of God so that we can see through it. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Whenever you would look at fake news, I look at them now like, you got the pretty, you know, hair like whatever, but you are a teeth of lion. I'm so thankful President Trump exposed them. Tails like scorpions and stings in their tails to hurt and power to hurt men for 5 months. 5 months may just be like a short period of time. Go ahead. Somebody had something?
Well, I was going to say, I kind of think of a scorpion like, you know, you're walking alongside not thinking anything, and then they just come around with your tail and get you like unsuspectingly.
Yes.
You know, they're like imposters, and then they come in and take advantage of you.
Yes. Yep. And we've had people infiltrate the truth movement to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some of us, you know, I can't say everything I've ever said on my channel has been true, but I'm trying so hard to get the truth out, right? Whereas there are some who intentionally come in to try to do, like you said, that scorpion sting and derail us, divide us, you know, cause us all kinds of torment. Yep. I think that's exactly what it is. There's stings in their tails. It's sneaky. And you're trusting them. You're looking at the pretty face and thinking everything, you know, and it's not. It's not so much. So, yep. Whether it's political leaders or the schools or, you know, some of these things on social media, you're like, oh, I'm so glad I have social media. But you've got to watch out because it could be there's ways that they can use it with the sneaky scorpion sting. All right. Now, what should we do? Okay. No matter what the symbols represent, we know their king is who?
Right.
Why did it say in verse 11? Abaddon, and in the Greek, Apollyon.
Abaddon and Apollyon, the destroyer.
Right.
Apollyon.
That's who they work for. Mm-hmm. They don't work for Fox. They don't work for CNN. They work for, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and the thing is, you will get a lot of good information, but there'll be enough poison in it. Mm-hmm. It's not good. So it's really turn them off. You know,
I remember a day when the people on the news reported the news and gave you information about what happened. Right now, these people are trying to
direct it,
convert you to lead you down a path and make you feel like you've got to believe these facts or these are facts or something like that. They're trying to change your mind and lead you into destruction. They are tormenting and they're twisting mm-hmm. truth and doubling down. Mm-hmm. And when they're showed to be wrong, they keep doubling down and keep doubling down to right. to get you on their side. That's not news.
Right. And when it went right, and like the shifty shift with the Russia, as soon mm-hmm. as that got exposed that it was a bunch of lies, they just moved on to the next lie.
Mm-hmm. Right. But it's crazy though that it's like now their lies are just getting more ridiculous. Like right. if you're awake and you hear it, you know just how blatant it is. And then you know they sit back and laugh at everybody who right. oh, look at these people who believe us, you know.
Right, right. But they're not maybe laughing. They're not laughing as much as they used to because they realize we're on to it. I will say
Now that all their ratings are dropping, yay. dropping.
thanks to President Trump.
So
one of the big things though is my issue is that it's not what they say, it's what they don't say.
Right.
They know full well, and Tucker said this, they know full well that the CIA was responsible for JFK's assassination.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they will not tell that. They know that the CIA is responsible for all these color revolutions all over the world. They will mm-hmm. not tell. They won't give you the key pieces of information to help you go, okay, I know what's going on. Their mm-hmm. entire thing is to keep everybody completely controlled so that the cabal can continue to do their evil. They mm-hmm. don't mind giving you a few tidbits of truth here and there as long as you don't piece it together. And that's right. why they cannot abide by alternative media because mm-hmm. we're helping people piece all the together. And they want to get everybody so flipped out about, oh, you know, and I know the earthquake was a big deal. That's all they talked about yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, whenever there's this the news cycle, it's like, what can we do to keep them so focused on this that they miss some of the bigger the big picture.
Look over right. here. Look over there.
Yes, exactly. That's what 17 said. All right. So that was the first woe. Now the second woe is the same as the sixth trumpet. Okay. The sixth angel trumpet is also called the second woe, or the second terror. Okay. So Revelation 9, 12 through 13. Let's see. Just read verse 13, Deb.
Then the sixth angel blew his trumpet, and I heard a voice speaking from the four horns of the gold altar that stands in the presence of God.
Yeah. Awesome. So the voice came from where?
Four horns
on the altar.
On the gold altar.
Yes.
That stands in the presence of God.
Yes. The horns of the altar. Okay, they would have the temple. You have the big square altar, big altar. They would put the sacrificial animals on. The blood would, you know, go out on the sides. On the four corners, there were horns, kind of like your horn there, your trumpet horn that you had right there, Deb. Okay. Mm-hmm. On the corners, you'd have a horn. If you had done something, maybe you accidentally killed someone and you didn't mean it. You didn't do it on purpose. And you're like, I'm going to be killed. I'm going to be, you know, they're going to take my life because, but I didn't do it on purpose. You would run to the altar. If you were not guilty, you would do this. You'd put your hands like it's like home base. You put your hands on the altar, on that horn. And they would know if you did that, you're like, I'm here because I need to tell what something that happened. And I want y'all to know I didn't do it on purpose. I just accidentally, the thing fell and it hit the person in the head and it killed them. Right. And so, okay. That was where you would find mercy. You'd find mercy because you didn't do it on purpose. This was non-intentional, you know, homicide. Okay. In the Old Testament, it had where the horns were broken off. In other words, there was no place you could find mercy. I feel that way in this country right now. It's like, you can't find any mercy anywhere. It's like, it's just, everything is so screwed up, right? But it says here that somehow the horns are back on the altar. So mercy is being restored. Okay, so I want you to see that. And the voice is speaking from this mercy, this place of mercy, from the four horns of the altar. It didn't just say the horns. I'm sorry, it just didn't say the altar. It says from the horns. You could also say
the place where they would, in the temple, where they would, the altar of sacrifice, where yes. They would sacrifice. Okay.
Yes. It's actually outside the temple.
Okay.
Outside, and then the smoke would go up, right?
Okay. All right.
And so there's a horns on, in the book, I have a picture of it. Let me see. It's going to be kind of hard to see it in this. It's kind of small, but anyway, you can get it kind of an idea. Here it is. I know it's going to be really hard to see.
I got it.
And you see the horns on the corners?
Yep.
And so you'd hold on to that to get mercy. So now the horns are back, as if we haven't had any mercy, but we're going to have on the sixth woe, there's mercy for us. Okay, so if somebody, Tess, would you, or Colleen, somebody, read 12 through 13.
I lost my screen, so I can't do it.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to find where we're at.
Do I have the right one? 12 through 13. Do I have
no, it? I just read 13.
Okay,
yeah, so. She just read 13.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I got too tangled up. All right, so the significance, I've talked about the significance of the horns. And so what does the sixth angel trumpet do?
It says in 14, and the voice said to the sixth angel who held the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great Euphrates River. And the four angels who had been prepared for this hour and day and month and year were turned loose to kill 1/3 of all the people on the earth.
That sounds scary, doesn't it? Why are they killing all the? But who are they killing?
The cabal.
Thank you. Yes.
That. It is a terror. It is a woe. It is a terror.
Right. Yeah. And they're destroying the cabal. Mm-hmm. That's what, and it's for a specific day, an hour, a day, a month, and a year. This has been planned since the beginning, and nothing can stop what is coming. Their Woo-hoo! Vengeance is coming, and that's all there is to it.
It says 200 million troops in that next part.
Yes. Yes, yes. So I want to talk about that when we get there. But before we do, I just wanted to, you know, us to really rejoice in this, because so many times we're like, why is it taking so long? You know, and when is it ever going to? It is going to happen on the very hour and day and month and year. The angels will be loosed to do this. They're mm-hmm. ready. And they're using us, which is exactly what Debbie was talking about. They're using the 2 million. This is exactly right. And this is where the tables are turned. The angels were letting us know what they've been doing. We've joined in the battle. They're fighting back with the fifth angel with all the deception. Just exactly like the Lord said was going to happen. But we are on the sixth woe. We will destroy them. We are the angel. We're the arm, the mouthpieces. You know, we're the of the angels. Sure. The angels woke us up. and the angels are working through us. This is all of us working in concert together. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. All right. So we talked about who's being destroyed, and this is going to be the evildoers. Okay.
And the unrepented, the ones who have, you can't have a foot in both corners. You have got to be one or the other.
Right. Right.
And those people that are being destroyed are the unrepented who do worship not Satan. Follow God, but they follow Satan.
Yep. Very important. Very, thank you for bringing that up. It's very, very important to understand that this is Satan worshipers, mm-hmm. not the deceived, because we've all been deceived on a million things. Thankfully, the Lord is not destroying he's saving the deceived ones, saving the ones who've been tricked. But we have never worshiped Satan. We've mm-hmm. never joined in league with the dark people, darkness, mm-hmm. to destroy humanity. Mm-mm. We've never said, oh, I want to intentionally poison the food or intentionally poison the water or intentionally lie or intentionally poison, you know, the medicines to destroy people. Right.
Right.
I need to add a couple more questions in here before I put this one out, because I do want to talk about that 2 million. The angels have been prepared for that hour and day and month and year mm-hmm. and turn loose to kill the 1/3. I heard the size of the army, 200 million, million mounted troops. 200 mm-hmm. million. And so if you remember in Revelation 14, it talks about the 144,000. I think that's a symbolic number, mm-hmm. the 12 times 12,000, like from the tribes of Israel, which we are Israel. But the 200 million, I think, is probably a more likely number. It's a small, mm-hmm. small percentage of humanity. Mm-hmm. But it is it's a good number of people, mm-hmm. right? So you might feel like, oh, well, there's not that many. There are 200 million. That's what the Lord said in his word, who are in mounted troops in this battle.
Think of John and his vision of what God was telling him. And he's writing this number down that was unfathomable to him. He would not even have understood what he was writing.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. That's a good point. But yeah, the world's filled with all these people. That's a very good point. All right, so there are all these horses and the riders sitting on them. Let me see. All right, so what is the number? Okay, let me see. Where are we? Angels are awakening God's army to fight this battle. What is the number? I got ahead of myself. So that was 35. This number that they've awakened is the 200 million. The 200 mm-hmm. million that he has awakened. Okay, what is the significance of in verse? Let's see, in verse 18 and 19. Tammy, read 18 and 19, then we'll go on to the next question.
Okay. By these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire, and by the smoke, and by the brimstone, which was issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents, and had heads, and with them they do hurt.
Yes. Yes. And I'm sorry, I should have had you read 17. In my vision, I saw the horses and the riders sitting on them. So this is different from those locusts that we saw coming billowing out of the pit. We saw those billowing out of the pit. This is the angel's army. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're on horses. We're sitting on these horses that we're fiery red and dark blue and yellow. The horses had heads like lions, fire and smoke and burning sulfur billowed from their mouths. That's like when we get on social media and we're like, the spirit of the Lord is upon us. We're like, wait, these people are evil. y'all seen me on social media, on my videos where I got smoke coming out of my mouth. I'm so mad at these people, right? I know y'all have. Like, burning sulfur billowing out of my mouth. Like, I can't put up with these people one more half second. 1/3 of the people on the earth were killed by these three plagues, by the fire and smoke and burning sulfur that came out of their mouths. Right. So that's basically the verse 35. We're speaking truth and it's burning them to a crisp. Love it. They can't stand it. That's why they've had to censor us. That's why they've had to remove us from social media, because we speak the truth so clear. They're like, shut them down. That's why they had to get rid of Tucker. But he's even bigger. That's great. I love it. Right. And we're all, they try to remove one of us, 10 more pop up. It's the whack-a-mole.
Well, I also think the power was given and by authority, Jesus gave the disciples authority to heal in his name. And I think God is giving the authority of this truth pill, this truth understanding.
Yes.
It's God breathed through us.
Yes.
To hear the truth.
Yes. And that's why he's made sure that we see that this is the angels. What did it just say earlier? You know, this is the angels, the trumpet. They're releasing the four angels that were bound at the great Euphrates River. Mm-hmm. The angels.
It's not in my own power. I could never tell anybody anything.
Right. Right. Exactly.
But God would give us this, the authority to speak truth.
Yes. And we just keep going and going, and they can't even believe it.
Right.
They're like, it says in the Psalms, I've quoted this many times, they found strength in the Lord, their God. Mm. And they're not happy about it. They're like, oh no, God's given them strength. Mm. Yeah. Powers in their mouths and in their tails had heads like snakes, power to injure people. Mm. We're injuring the cabal and they just can't stand it. The significance of being in their tails. I think we do the same thing, Colleen. We're coming up on a sneak attack.
Right?
Yep. We're coming up on a sneak. They've been doing that to us. We're coming at them. We're like, we're burning every lie down. I'm telling you, one of the best ones is Elon. They'll come out with some cockamamie baloney and he'll just blam and burn it up. So thankful for him posting all this stuff. And of course, our wonderful President Trump. Just destroying their lies. Oh, it's just so fun to watch. It's something else. And they can't even believe that he won't stop. So sneak attacks of destroying their lives. What does the army's fire represent? And there's smoke also, fire and smoke. Spiritually, biblically, what is fire and smoke? What do they represent? And brimstone.
Fire, holy judgment.
Judgment.
Consumption. Fire. Consumption and, when you think of something burning and to
burn it up. Yeah. Destroy it. Yeah. Judgment of destroying them. What about the smoke?
Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Holy Spirit of God. It's the power of the Holy Spirit that we can do any of this. Amen. Mm-hmm. And the brimstone.
Okay, so the brimstone is all of their stuff. I guess I say it. Their rhetoric, things that they've, their rhetoric, their immoral behavior, warning of the torments of hell for immoral behavior. That's what I'm reading from the book.
Right, and it is judgment of hell.
Mm-hmm.
That what's going to fall on them. Yeah, you have judgment mm-hmm. on this earth, but they'll have the judgment, mm-hmm. eternal judgment. Mm-hmm. James Woods just posted yesterday about Shift. He said, Shifty Shift, he said, do you know what the penalty of treason is? Mm. And it's not just, they know that there's the fire of judgment on this earth, but then there's the brimstone to come.
Mm-hmm.
It's punishment and destruction. Brimstone is signifying the punishment.
Yep. And I think it's brimstone really talks about the eternal punishment under the wrath of God.
Mm-hmm.
They're also starting to talk about deprogramming us. And I really feel like there'll be a point where they'll be deprogrammed because we're doing they're projecting to that we need to be
right
enlightened.
Right.
Big enlightenment's coming.
Right. Mm. They want us like on the 1984 movie where they took him in that room and they just put him in under so much duress that he finally recanted. That's what that we're not by the grace of God, by the seal of God. All right. So I want you guys to see that. Let me see. That was in verse the sulfur. The sulfur is the brimstone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And then, did the evildoers repent?
No.
Read that verse. Who's got it? Colleen at verse 20.
verse 20. I wonder if I'm going to the wrong page. Okay. And the rest of the men, which were not killed by the plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which for neither can see nor hear nor walk. Yeah, neither repented they. Okay. Is that?
Okay, yeah. No, keep going. Keep going.
Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornications, nor of their thefts.
Yep. So there you clearly were seeing the ones who are being destroyed are the Satan worshipers.
Clearly. And like we said earlier before, the ones that are unrepented.
Right. Right. And they still won't stop.
And they won't stop.
Unfortunately, they can't, because repentance is a gift from God.
Yes.
To be able to repent is a gift of God. And
to
so
humble
thank
yourself.
God, thank
to
God that He's given us the ability to humble ourselves and to repent, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. they can't. They're between a rock and a hard spot. That's why it says, you know, the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is to push out the Holy Spirit. You can only repent if you have the Holy Spirit in you, mm-hmm. you know, and so they've taken in demons and they're stuck. Mm-hmm. They're stuck.
Yeah, they've been given over to delusion. So they can't get there, because that was the recompense for what they did. You choose that, you're going to have a delusion. So they right. are really delusional. They can't.
Yep. Right. What does good it profit call. A man mm-hmm. to gain the whole world and to lose their soul? What does it profit you? You can have mm-hmm. all the things in the world, the fanciest of everything. What mm-hmm. good is it? It's mm-hmm. not clearly worth it. Not at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's where what does it mean to blaspheme the Holy Spirit?
I wrote down to quench the ability to have salvation, to quench that even opportunity to do that. It completely wipes it off the board of choice.
Huh.
To blaspheme it is to negate it.
Right. Right.
And you ask the demons to come in.
Yeah. Yes. Invite them in. Ugh.
Yep. 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 They blaspheme the Holy Spirit to push the Holy Spirit out, because you can't have both.
No.
You can either have the Holy Spirit or the demonic spirits. Hmm. Yep. What are two other names in the God's word for the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit?
Are you talking like grieving the Holy Spirit, rejecting the Holy Spirit? That's what. Bless you.
Thank you. Well, there's also.
Oh, there's some names. Yeah, I wasn't.
The Bible. There's also the sin. It's called the sin unto death in 1 John chapter 5. The sin unto death. That's mm-hmm. the same thing as the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, and it's also mm-hmm. called the unpardonable sin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the unpardonable sin. So, I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about what that is, but it's. You know, oh no, have I done that? No. If you're, it's people who've worshiped Satan, literally have done demonic offerings and have joined in league with the demons to do evil. Okay.
And cursed, and this, and the death, the eternal death, would be the separation eternally from God by the unforgivable sin of quenching him and rejecting him.
Right.
Would be the curse of death eternally.
Right, right. And they've made their own choice to, you know, it's one thing to steal a pencil or, you know, do something wrong that you know is wrong and you've made a mistake. The Lord is there to forgive and as we turn to him. But to take in demons is a whole nother thing.
Mm.
A whole nother thing. And they know full well. It's knowingly.
Mm.
This is not something that you do accidentally.
No.
Okay, so therefore, are all sins the same in God's eyes?
No.
No. No. They teach that a lot in church or various places, but I think they're trying to just kind of make it all the same. It's not. It's not even close. Not even close.
Yeah. I'm saying sin is sin. So I know that's one of the things that they try to preach. There is the one unpardonable sin for sure, that they're not They don't really say much about.
Mm-hmm. And that, right. And when someone, right. That's a very good point. Thank you, Tammy, for making that so clear. As an unpardonable sin is not the same as other sins. An unpardonable sin is to take in demons. Okay. So then 44.
And some people would like to water that and change that and skew it, like say that killing yourself is an unpardonable sin. Well, that's not true. You know, or, you know.
Right. It's taking in demons. It is.
They would try to skew that. Yes.
It's one thing, and that, and they, but they don't want us to think about that. Mm-hmm. They don't want us to think about that. There's a, that the people literally take in demons,
right?
And do Baal worship. They want us to think that that was old history time stuff, or just a few people who have like the satanic church, whatever. No, it's not just them. Mm. It's those who have joined in league with Satan on this cabal. All right. The Lord promised us in 2 Thessalonians 2:8-12, what would happen to those who worship Satan. Write your thoughts on their just punishment. Oh, did anyone pull that up? I should have pulled that up earlier. 2 Thessalonians.
I wrote it down, but
I have it in the book.
Okay, good, good. Can you read that for us?
Don't you have it in the book?
8-12, yes.
Then shall the wicked New World Order beast be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Then you have a new word order there. And with all deceivableness? Is that the word? Deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusions, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.
There you go. There you go. This is what the angels were doing, is waking us up so we would join in this battle to do that very thing, to cast these evildoers out. And this is that verse is clear as it can be. They believe those lies, and they're condemned for that. In the NLT, it says they will be condemned for enjoying evil rather than believing the truth. Enjoying evil. They don't want to repent. They want it this way. They want to enjoy the evil.
It's more important than ever to call truth, truth.
Truth.
Yep. Yep.
To agree with God. Yeah. And call truth, truth.
And right. And we have to be tough. Go, okay, these people have worshiped Satan. They have to go. Their crimes against humanity deserve death. And that's, we got to get there. We have to get tough. Because if we forgive them and let them go, then it'll just continue to happen. We're going to get there. All right. Any other thoughts on that? My main last word is praise the Lord for ridding the world of those who are filled with demons. The world, it says, we will look for our enemies and we will not be able to find them. There won't be people who worship demons on this earth. They'll be cast into the pit. The beast and the false prophet will be cast into the pit, and Satan for 1,000 years. Now, the beast and the false prophet never come out again. After 1,000 years, Satan's going to come out, but we'll talk about that in another chapter. But that is the chapter on the trumpets.
Yay.
Wow. That was amazing.
We did it.
Yeah. It all makes sense, doesn't it? It all is coming together. So if this is your first one to watch, you guys, go back and watch the first 11. Mm-hmm. This is the 12th one, and we're going to keep going. If you haven't gotten the book, get the book, freedomforce.live. You can go on there and you get the audio book. You can go on Amazon. You can get the paper book. It's called End Times. End times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. That's
the only way peace will actually come.
Right.
Is for that evil to be taken away, taken out.
And we're good. That's the only way we can have 1,000 years of peace. Exactly. Very good. All right. Who would anyone like to lead us in prayer before we go? Miss Tammy, would you?
Do it.
If my dogs bark, please forgive them too.
Okay, right. All right.
Heavenly, okay, great. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together. We thank you for each person here and the time that we've had with you. We thank you for waking us up and each day waking up more people. We just ask that as we dig deeper and deeper into your word, that more and more comes to light. We love you and we praise you and we thank you for this time. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you. Another one. All right, guys. I love you guys. I hope you enjoy this. Keep researching God's word, and he's going to continue to protect us and keep us sealed. I thank you, girls, for helping to make this happen. And we will talk to you later.